Welcome to Happy Hour, Happy Tuesday, Happy MLB Trade Deadline Day. Sean Campbell, Adam Hairhockey, your local alternative South State Radio. And yes, I know, we normally on NHL Trade Deadline Day, like, this takes up basically the entire show, traditionally. We kind of, Trade Deadline Day is like a holiday around here. A holiday that we just seem to work harder on, but a holiday nonetheless. Baseball a little bit less so, but this is my time of the year. Really, the time in which we can finally start to somewhat judge Scott Harris for what he might do going into this deadline and get kind of an idea of where he thinks the team is at. And already, right off the jump, we got fairly big news, and this is some that's probably going to come of, I feel like, a little bit of disappointment to Tigers fans, not because he was necessarily coming here, but I'll just lay it on you. Justin Verlander is going to be a New York Met again. Or not a New York Met, a Houston Astro again.
They shouldn't have let him go in the first place.
I'm somewhat surprised that they did. Well, Steve Cohen offered everybody all of the money, so naturally, I guess that wasn't going to happen. But that said, apparently had no problem with what the Mets paid him. And they're giving up two top five prospects to get a guy that they had prior to this and could have re-signed in free agency.
I just imagine their GM just going to everybody, we got him, huh, guys? A high five. We could have had him this whole time instead of giving up draft picks, you idiot.
Yep, he captured his third Cy Young for Houston in 2022, then helped lead the team to their second World Six title in 6 years. And they instead let him sign a two-year, $86.7 million deal with the Mets this offseason. Then the Mets didn't deliver at all. To the really the shocker of, I feel like, everybody, a lot of people certainly, that team did not perform like they just spent a half a billion dollars on that roster.
Yeah.
So real quick, they went into like Florida Marlin fire sale mode. It's kind of amazing. Max Scherzer, he's a Texas Ranger now. Their closer, David Robertson, he's a Marlin, oddly enough. And they've traded a couple other like relatively large names as well. It almost seems inevitable he's going to end up retiring and going into the Hall of Fame as an Astro, does it not?
Yeah.
It's a little bit depressing, I'm not going
to
lie.
He'll always be a Tiger to us. He'll always have a spot in the studio here. I'm looking at him above your head, where most people would put Jesus. We've got JV.
Honestly, I think we made the right choice.
Oh, man. Jesus was a Jew for like the longest time, and then he's going to go in the Hall of Fame as a Christian.
But yeah, it almost seems inevitable, especially if they win another title. Because they've already won two in the last 6 years. And I believe JV was there for at least one, maybe both. It almost feels inevitable.
Yeah.
I don't want to see it happen.
I don't know why they insist on having you pony up with a team when you go to the Hall of Fame. Nobody, I don't think other Hall of Fame do that, do they? I know hockey doesn't. You're in the Hall of Fame, you're in the Hall of Fame.
I don't think they do, but here there's a little more, I don't know, it's kind of a weird thing. There's more attachment to like a certain, you know,
to try your to explain team. It to me without using the word tradition.
All right, I'm tapping out on this. It's the way we've always done it, damn it.
Yeah.
But that being said, I mean, he spent 13 years here. He's spent five and a half years at least, maybe six with the Stros when all is said and done. And he'll have won more World Series there than he ever did here, which is to say any.
Yep.
This is depressing. Not going to lie. Like, I hate to, you know, bring the party down right off the jump of this show, man, but he's going to go there and win yet another title and just add to, you know, the trophy case. And it won't have been with us.
Trophy, yes. Right next to Kate Upton.
That's fair. That's also entirely fair.
Honey, here's a third one. Can y'all? They're getting kind of heavy, Jave. Right, no, that's fine. Just stay there. Just shh, don't talk.
So, yeah, that's the first bit of major news off the jump today in the world of baseball. And if the Tigers do anything before 6 o'clock, and I'm fully anticipating that they will, we will bring it to you first here on this fine mess of a radio program. Much to do today, though. Stick around. It's happy hour at Solid State Radio. Smashing Pumpkins, their latest on your local alternative Solid State Radio. What's going on? It's happy hour. He's Adam Harahuck. I'm Sean Canwell.
So this husband is trying to do something nice for his wife. He's trying to give a kidney. You know, that's pretty stand-up kind of guy.
Sure.
Claims he messed up by getting tested.
Oh, no.
Man on Reddit went to the popular Today I Effed Up and posted about the way he messed up his life by getting tested to see if his kidney would be a match for his wife who needed a transplant.
Oh, no.
He claimed that they had been married for 6 years, they had two kids, but she had gotten sick just after their son was born, none of her relatives were a good match, and they had no viable donors. So he decided to get himself tested just to see what happens.
Mm-hmm.
He went to the test, into the whole idea thinking it would never work, pretty much saying, what are the chances, before finding out the chances were actually very high. They're siblings.
What?
Here is the article. Says, I decided to get tested to see if I could donate my kidney to my wife of 6 years. We have two kids. We don't care about that. Last week I got tested.
Where are they from? Does it say they're from Arkansas or West Virginia?
No, Arkansas. They're probably, I already knew it was my sister.
Fair.
The results came in. I was shocked and confused. He explained that because of how DNA information is passed down through generations, a parent to a child could have at least a 50% match. Siblings have a 0 to 100% match. It was rare to have a high match as a husband and wife. I asked, what does that mean? He said that my wife and I have an abnormally high match percentage. Long story short, we're related. No, I'm not kidding. I was put up for adoption before I was born, placed into a family that moved across the country. I knew I was adopted, but we didn't have any information about my bio family. It was a closed adoption. Met my wife by chance 8 years ago. I was on a trip from work and was working at the site I went. We worked together for a week. We exchanged numbers, kept in touch. I sent back three. I was sent back there three times. Blah, blah, blah. I was given the opportunity to transfer it out. I don't know what to do moving forward, but I know it may be wrong. She's my wife and the mother of our kids. This post is probably going to get removed, but it's all true. wife of 6 years needs a kidney. I got tested and have an abnormally high match percentage of being husband and wife.
Wow.
There, brother. Yeah, right?
What do you do? I mean, you've already... Wow. Adam, you left me at a loss for words. Yeah. You know how many times that's happened in six years of doing this?
There's a lot of questions I have for here, because it's like, okay, is it the same thing? Like, okay, they have the same parent, like mother or father? Or is it the mother and father had one kid, and they're like, let's get rid of him, and then we'll try later on.
Yeah, like, have they talked to her parents, her mom, to see if there was indeed a... If she did have a kid that they just gave up?
I'm trying to...
What do you do if you're the mom at that point? I mean, you have to tell them, don't you?
I would think so.
Like, and having confirmed this, then what... You can't stay together, right?
I mean, it's definitely icky. I would definitely... I would leave that conversation out of the Christmas card note.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they already have...
They've already done enough to have two kids.
Hey, yeah, and they didn't come out born with flippers or anything like that, so it's got to be okay. So, Daddy, how come you and Mommy aren't together anymore? Well, come to find out, she was my sister. Now, isn't today show and tell? Well, now you got something to tell. I mean, I would take that one to the grave.
Yeah, I don't think I could. I mean... I can't say how I would react in that situation. Like, I
should they get married? Her mom and dad. Well, their mom and dad's telling him now. They're married now. You guys are married now. Call me mom. Call me dad. Well, funny you should say that. Get ready to laugh. Didn't you put a kid up for adoption? Oh yeah, because he was an ugly little cuss, kind of like you.
Like, do you just never tell anybody that once the doctor? Like, do you tell your wife even at that point?
I guess I would assume that he already did, but I don't. If he hasn't, I would say I wouldn't be telling people on Reddit. I wouldn't be telling anybody. I mean, obviously, after 8 years of being together, it's got to change it a little bit, right? I'm kind of having an eternal battle in my own mind because I'm thinking, oh, it's no big deal. It's the same woman that you've been with for 8 years, but it's like, not really. Knowing that,
knowing that could be your sister, like your blood related, like what the hell, man?
Yeah, wow. And but I mean, they have two kids, and they always said like an incest that the kids would come out all weird and stuff like that. So, and they obviously they haven't.
Do you go and have the DNA test at that point and confirm it?
Like I would.
There's a
chance it could not be. So maybe do you roll the dice? And then you'd have to tell the wife at that point, why are we going for a DNA test? I just thought it'd be fun.
Yeah, I always just thought it'd be a good time. Like you've never wanted to know anything about our family. Like well, there's a first time for everything.
Yeah. Nope. I don't think I'm gonna be doing any of that.
Not so much. It is. It's happy hour at Solid State Radio. Strap yourselves in, kids. It's gonna be a fun day today. Stick around. Hosier at your local alternative Solid State Radio. It's happy hour. He's Adam Harahuck. I'm Sean Cantwell. And why does it seem like ever since I got married, we've had just an overabundance of wedding horror stories? Like if I had heard all these stories before I got married, I don't know if Rachel and I would have actually done it.
You probably would have just eloped.
Right?
Came back. Honestly. We got married, everybody. Hey, all right. Why didn't you have a wedding? Let me give you all the examples of the last couple of years. Because weddings are
stressful.
A cesspool of bad feelings, way things can go wrong, horribly wrong.
People who are just over the top, people who are bridezillas, people who are bridezillas that aren't even the one getting married.
Well,
heard about a few of those.
In this case, it is the maid of honor.
Uh-huh. Happens a lot.
Yeah, the maid of honor was the bride's sister in this particular wedding, and apparently she's one of those people that always needs to have the focus on her.
Uh-huh. I have dealt with this, not at all in my wedding.
Uh-huh.
Cuz the maid of honor was her sister and she was super helpful about all the stuff. But I've dealt with it with a few people I know.
So it sounds like this is out of the UK. And they had found out, the maid of honor found out from the bride that she was 5 weeks pregnant.
Oh!
And everything was going fine. The wedding went fine. Everything was fine. Then the cringe moment where the maid of honor decides to give a speech and decides to really just drop the mic.
Announcing the pregnancy in front of everybody?
Yeah. She dropped the bombshell. And what was the exact quote? I can't keep scrolling. First thing she says is, I didn't write anything down. I figured I'd wing it, which at first I thought was okay, whatever works for you. But my boyfriend felt it showed that she didn't care enough to put the... This is somebody else from the wedding recanting this, accounting for this. Thought it'd be okay if it works for you, but my boyfriend felt she didn't care enough to put in the effort. Anyway, she then says, honestly, we've heard enough about my sister for one day. I'm a little sick of it. Then proceeds to go off thanking both parties and a few others. Doesn't say a word about her sister, the bride, or the groom. She then ends the speech by saying, can't wait to meet the little one.
What? So she doesn't even mention the bride and groom in her speech and basically makes the whole seizes the opportunity to make the whole thing about her.
Yeah.
Wow, that's lovely.
The whole room went silent. Apparently the bride was 6 weeks along and only her sister knew, not even her parents.
Oh, wow.
The bride looks mortified. Unfortunately, it doesn't sound like the sister made an honest mistake either, if rumors are to believe. The rumors we heard were that the maid of honor couldn't stand to not be the center of attention during events, so she just had to be the one to tell everyone that her sister was knocked up. It was such an awkward
that her sister was knocked up. Oh, the bride was knocked up.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I thought you meant the maid of honor had gotten knocked
up. No, the bride was knocked up. She was the only one other than the bride that knew it
and blew that news
to everybody.
Also, so this totally was a shotgun wedding, wasn't it?
No, because if anything, that if she was 6 weeks along, they'd probably been planning it for a long time to where it was. The only person that knew was the bride, according to this, was the bride and the maid of honor. Ah. She trusted the maid of honor, and she decided to go ahead and ruin that big reveal.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Now, I'm 6 weeks pregnant, but I'm going to be whooping your ass for two. I mean, what did that maid of honor think was going to happen?
I mean, she had to know she was going to get, you know, get an ass whooping over that one. You have to believe.
Well, no, it probably in her narcissistic kind of mind, she's probably like, everybody's going to be like, woo, yeah, the maid of honor spilled the beans. All right, woo, all right, yeah, let's take her out. All right, bridegroom, you guys can go ahead and go to your honeymoon, whatever. We're just going to hoist her up, and this is all going to be about her now.
Right, yeah, she's such a hero for telling everybody this.
Yeah,
like, what? No, that's not how this works. That's not how this works.
How do you feel about being the husband, the new the groom? Here's your bitch-ass sister-in-law. Not even talking about you, not talking about your new wife, just bringing everything about her. Oh, and by the way, you're going to be a dad. Now scrape him off the ground, and here comes the cha-cha slide.
You don't seriously think she would have not told, like, the groom didn't know?
According to the letter, the only people that knew was the bride and the maid of honor.
I don't understand how you can do...
If 6 weeks along, she may have just found out.
Yeah,
she
but who tells their sister before the guy who's the father of the kid?
Women are weird,
that's
man.
Insane. No.
Women be tripping.
The dad has to know before the sister. I'm sorry. No, that's
well,
wrong.
She was probably, she told the maid of honor, oh, I've got it all planned. I'm going to do this. She probably had a plan to tell him at the wedding, but the sister decided, you know what? Wonder bitch powers activate.
If that's true, that just floors me. And now, really, yeah. I mean, already it sounds like run. Like you're not even the first person to know that you're going to be a father, other than, you know, obviously the doctor and your wife. Like,
yeah.
There's a problem here. Your whole family's probably crazy. You probably shouldn't be marrying this woman. But, well,
too
now
late.
You're locked in for 18 years. Way to go, bud.
Yeah.
Way to go. Here's Petrie Rascals at your local alternative Solid State Radio. Queens of the Stone Age, your local alternative Solid State Radio. What's going on? It's Happy Hour. He's Adam Harahawk. I'm Sean Cantwell. And you've been... Well, I think we've both been to the zoo at least once in our lives at this point.
I love the zoo. I think it's a great time out.
I've been like a few times ever. Like, it's not really my thing so much, but it was funny. Last time we went, I think it was the Columbus Zoo we went to.
Mm-hmm.
Mostly because they have like the really particularly adorable breed of otters there.
Oh, yeah.
But also there is the, you know,
is there like a breed of otter? You're like, oh, screw that breed. I'm not looking at that one again.
There's one that's kind of like not the most adorable, which I'll show you later. I think they're called like giant otters or something. But
that looks like the Port Huron breed of otters. Oh my God.
Oh, here he goes, the Port Huron again. But like I mean, you know, we had good enough time. Like, you know, the otters are of course adorable. I believe that's the place where the kangaroo was just sitting there, just laying out, sprawled out like he was in an Old Spice commercial. Like, hello, ladies.
We call that one Jeff Goldblum.
Pretty much.
Yeah, that's but, Detroit Zoo. Also, they do that.
Yeah,
kind of stuff. Yeah,
but I tell you what, though, at no point have I gone to the zoo worried that the animals would actually just be people dressed up in costumes, but apparently in some places you have to worry about that sort of thing.
I saw this headline, and I thought it was The Onion. I'm like, this has got to be The Onion. But no, apparently there's a zoo in China that they're accusing their big attraction. It's over at the Hangzhou Zoo, which is reportedly a popular tourist attraction. Mm-hmm. They're talking about their talented bear, and there is actually a human in a costume.
What?
The zoo on Saturday denied the charge, adding that the temperature on the day the video was taken was 40 degrees Celsius, and a person wearing a suit would not be able to tolerate the heat. Despite this, some people continue to believe that the black bear was a human in a costume. Have you seen a picture of this?
I have, where it looked like there were actual, like, in the back where it looked like clearly that's pants.
Yeah, look. Yeah, it's all like
the way it's like wrinkled, all like It looks like it's just a suit that doesn't fit. I love that their counter that was, there's no way that that's a person in a suit, because if that were a person in a suit, it'd be far too hot for them to be in that suit. Like, that has ever stopped China at any point before from doing anything. Like, human rights is now a priority for them all of a sudden.
Thinking about the humanity for once, China.
For the only time possibly ever.
Yeah, people have been jumping on says its posture more upright than humans, said one. Another one claimed bears' forelimbs cannot be spread out to the sides. This is undoubtedly a human being.
Yeah, it really looks like it. I'm not gonna lie.
Person had to be just cooking.
Oh, absolutely! That guy's just dying in that suit. Like, we don't care. Like, you got to keep that thing on for the next eight, you know, until everyone goes home at least, because like now they're on to us, and yeah. We can't just now we're going to commit to this until either everyone else leaves or you die, one of the two, whichever happens first. Either way, then we don't have to worry about, you know, that you're going to be found out if you're already dead.
He's just sleeping. Yeah, pull him out of there. In 2019, Yang Chen Wild Animal World in Shenzhou, a city in eastern China's province, sparked controversy after asking its workers to dress as gorillas. The bizarre sight of two zookeepers jumping around the gorilla enclosure in full body costumes were spotted by a parent. The zoo defended itself and said that the human gorillas were a special program designed to entertain tourists at April Fool's Day. It added that it had not expected the arrangement to cause misunderstanding from visitors.
They celebrate April Fool's Day in China?
I thought that was a Western thing. And it was, because we make fun of, like, what was it, China for celebrating. No, they do that on February 1st. Pagans were saying April 1st was New Year's Day.
Okay.
So other animals in the park were simply mislabeled. Beijing Youth Daily reported with another dog in the wolf cage and a white fox on display in the leopard enclosure. They can't read their own writing.
Maybe that's it. That also doesn't seem like particularly the kind of thing you would expect a reputable zoo to do at all. Like, yeah, we just decided to mix up the cages and we put whatever animals in the wrong things. Like, wow, wacky, that's crazy.
Hey, listen, you can get out of here early. All you gotta do is just get these animals into the cages. We're gonna put the fox with the bunny. We're gonna put this dolphin in with the lion. And
right?
And then they have, oh, that would have been people dressed as gorillas in the gorilla enclosure. The only thing better than that would be then they would let the real gorillas in there.
Oh, you think this is funny, huh? Just watch them just struggle for their lives. Which, again, seems pretty on brand for there.
Yeah. One would probably be very amorous with the other, with one of the human gorillas. And
yeah, oh, God. Oh,
enjoy
no.
Enjoy some gorilla love.
Yeah, that's one love pad you don't want to get stuck in, man.
Yeah. I'm looking at your resume from your last job. You did what?
No, that gorilla did what to me?
Yeah, I did nothing. I just laid there. I was a gorilla version.
I just
laid
there
fish.
And waited for it to be over. Here's Fallout Boys, love from the other side at Solid State Radio. Cake on your local alternative Solid State Radio. It is happy hour. He's Adam Herhock. I'm Sean Cantwell. Let's get this out of the way. We finally have breaking news in the Tigers trade deadline camp. Michael Lorenzen is officially gone.
He gone.
You knew it was happening. You signed a guy on a one-year deal that you kind of expected was going to be used as trade bait, even if it means we re-sign him in the offseason Thomas Greiss style. Not Thomas Greiss, Thomas Vanek style, rather. But it looks like he is headed, near as I can tell, to the Philadelphia Phillies. That was the latest news on that. Lorenzen is gone for an... I'm trying to figure out what the actual return is on that, but for prospect, Hao Yu Lee. Never heard of him. Don't know really anything about him. Lorenzen, of course, a 9-year MLB vet, a first-time All-Star this season, basically the Tigers' pity selection for the All-Star. Lee is a 20-year-old infielder, for what it's worth. He was the Phillies' number 5 prospect and enters this organization as our number 6 prospect.
Uh-huh.
For whatever that might be worth. He's played 67 games in the Phillies organization this season. He hit .279 at high A, 5 home runs, 30 walks, and 56 strikeouts in 297 plate appearances, posting a .762 OPS. He's played second, he's played third, he's played shortstop. It sounds like he is expected to ultimately develop as a second baseman, and that's the position he primarily plays right now, which presumably means he'll be no threat to Harvey Baez at short for the remainder of his duration here, the next, like, 3 painful years of that. So, that deal's been done, or apparently is in the process of getting done, and I don't hate it. Like, I'd hope that we get something, someone a little closer to Major League ready. You know, Cleveland got a top 50 prospect for Aaron Civale, who is arguably not much better than Lorenzen. He's a guy who, this guy that we picked up, he probably won't be in Detroit for at least 2 more years. Like, he's 20 years old. He's at a minimum 2 to 3 years away. It's not a great trade, and so far it seems like the returns, the reaction to this has been rather mixed, to say the least. But come on, he's a free agent at the end of the season. No one's locking this guy up to a long-term deal. He was a rental. You got something at all for him that's not going to be terrible. But the Phillies don't exactly have a deep farm system by any means. I don't know what this is going to mean in relation to Erod, who I assume is going to be gone before 6 o'clock tonight. At least that's my guess. Whether that affects his trade market. I mean, the last thing we were really waiting on was for the JV thing to drop. Like, that was going to kind of set whatever market there might be going forward for him. So, obviously, it's hard to evaluate these things in the short term because we just don't know a whole lot about a lot of these guys. But it's one of those things that'll hopefully sort itself out in a couple years when this kid either makes it to the bigs or doesn't. We'll keep you posted on the rest of it over the course of the afternoon. We got to hit a break right now. It is Happy Hour at Solid State Radio. Bad Sons at your local alternative Solid State Radio. It's Happy Hour. He's Adam Harahuk. I'm Sean Cantwell. And I don't understand the relationship between artists and fans at all anymore, clearly.
No. And the lines have been blurred.
Very, very much so. And, like, people are just looking. Like, we've now gone from, you know, artists who are just getting upset with everything that crowds do and don't do to fans apparently going and trying to get their 15 minutes of fame by, you know, whether it's throwing a drink at Cardi B or apparently this with one Machine Gun Kelly.
Yeah, there's a performance at Rock Werchter, I don't know.
Whatever, it's German of some sort.
In Belgium. Over the weekend.
Close enough.
Saw a fan holding us up a sign that says, "I just came from Mexico for you to punch me." Machine Gun Kelly says,
"What?
Why do you want me to punch you in the face so bad?" I don't think. Yeah, I didn't say in the face. You added that.
So did he indeed punch him in the face?
He's asking the concert goer in a video circulating on social media. The fan is then heard saying, "I love you. I got rings on, dude. That's going to hurt. I don't know. It's a lose-lose for me. I don't know if I'm going to do it. I'll consider it."
I'll consider it, but you got to say something really mean about Megan Fox first.
Yeah, Megan Fox, her toe thumbs.
That'd probably get him to do it.
Eventually, the 33-year-old star came around, and before heading on stage after his performance of My Ex's Best Friend, Machine Gun Kelly walked up to the fan who was holding a sign in the front row and punched him in the cheek. I love you. Machine Gun Kelly then shouted at the fan to soften the blow. Yeah, there's a whole video. But
does it look like he went, like, fully for it? Like,
No, it's a lot like, you know, you punch somebody in the arm or whatever. Yeah. It's
just so.
And he shows the sign to the camera and then while he's singing,
nice. I mean, you know damn well though. Like, I'm now waiting, and I'm sure you're probably thinking this in the back of your head too.
Yeah,
waiting for the lawsuit that's inevitably going to be filed.
No. I don't think you'd be able to, because, I mean...
you literally asked him for it, and you held the sign, basically absolving him of any legal responsibility here.
But, I mean, still, I mean, why would you... why would you still punch the fan? But, I mean, I guess... It made headlines. We're talking about Machine Gun Kelly on the show. I think that's a second time this week, but that's because...
Second time this week, because we brought up his on-again, off-again girlfriend yesterday.
I'd be on again and off again her, I'll tell you.
Oh, hey.
Have you also heard that story about Britney Spears getting slapped in Vegas?
No, I haven't.
She was trying to... get the attention of a basketball player, a real popular one.
Wasn't this like the kid who just got picked?
Yes,
first overall in the NBA draft, Victor Wembanyama.
Yeah,
yeah. There was some weird. I do remember hearing about this now. Yes,
yeah. She was trying to get his attention, tapped him on the shoulder, and the security smacked him, smacked her real good.
Which, I mean, while that seems like a little bit of an overreaction, also, that I didn't realize that Britney Spears was that big of a diehard basketball fan.
Oh, she's gone off the rails. I mean, obviously, she had, in 2007, she shaved her head. She was going through all kinds of crap. She had that conservatorship. Her dad had a conservatorship over her.
Mm-hmm.
He got rid of that, and now it's... she has just been... It's clear that maybe the conservatorship wasn't a bad idea.
I don't know necessarily about that. Like, I haven't, other than the weird thing with Wembanyama, I haven't really seen anything that she's done since she got out that necessarily, you know, proves that she can't be allowed to be her own person.
Well, I'm trying to find the news story because apparently she's been talking with a British accent. And she's
But so does Madonna.
Yeah, Madonna she was living in Britain.
But that's still stupid.
It's definitely stupid.
Like that, it's still a put on. It's still dumb. Like,
yeah, it is,
and we've just kind of accepted that this is just what Madonna does.
Yeah.
I feel like, why can't we hold Britney Spears to that same standard?
Exactly. But yeah, she took to TikTok or whatever, and she's like, you know, I've had fans come up and talk to me, and a lot of people are like, maybe the real cute ones, but you've had your security rough up a couple fans here and there.
Oh, I'm sure.
Like, we didn't know who you were. I think the security guard that backhanded her is like, no, I knew she was.
No, I knew exactly who she was. I just didn't care.
I just heard that song, Hit Me Baby, One More Time. I'm like, okay.
Okay, whatever you say.
I know we keep flip-flopping around. I apologize, but have you seen a recent picture of Madonna? Oh, my God. She looks like a Jim Henson creation.
Yeah, kind of she does. But I mean, we know she's had some work done. She's also like in her 60s now, isn't she? She's got to be close to
something. Yeah, but I know a lot of people in their 60s who don't look that like that. I mean,
Most of them don't look great, though.
I don't know. I mean, was it Jennifer Aniston? She's got to be close to 60.
She's still in her like 50s.
She's
in her
50s, yeah, something like that. Oh, she was gonna look good in her 60s too.
I'm sure she is, but
yeah, that Madonna, they found her unresponsive. We almost lost her,
right?
Through some sort of infection or something like that. But they saw pictures of her, like, wow, I think she did die, and she's just real stubborn, won't accept it.
Right, like no one has the heart to actually go in there and tell her.
Right. They're just dragging her. All the workers are like, I'm not losing my paycheck. And all of a sudden, it just turns into weekend at Madonna's, weekend at Bernie's, weekend at Madonna's.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. Those backup dancers just will not leave her side.
Right.
The front row is like, oh, it was a great show, but man, it stunk. Because
oh,
I'm a material girl.
God.
Here come the vultures. That's why I knew we shouldn't have it in an open-air stadium.
Right? Here's Primus at your local alternative solid state radio. City and Color at your local alternative solid state radio. What's going on? It's happy hour. He's Adam Hairhug. I'm Sean Cantwell. And I have... I swear the last week I'm just getting blown, like my entire news feed is just nothing but Barbie and Oppenheimer and Barbieheimer and everything else. Like I haven't seen a movie in a theater in probably a good 5, 6, 7 years, give or take.
Yeah.
And nothing is really giving me a whole good, great deal of incentive to go. Like, okay, we can watch this movie about the guy who invented the atomic bomb, or we can go watch Barbie. Like, my options
after
are not...
watching the atomic bomb, you're like, I need something to cheer me up. I'm going to go see Barbie.
Right? Honestly.
And I kind of want to see it now because of all the hype. Actually, I kind of want to see both movies, but the Barbie movie especially. I mean, a lot of people are going to see it. First of all, it's about a toy from Mattel, and apparently it's rated PG-13, and a lot of people are just like all up in arms about it. It's a big hit. The biggest people are a bunch of these guys getting on, consider themselves alpha males. There's a bunch of people saying, you're a beta male if you go see this movie.
You know, it's amazing that the people who refer to themselves as alpha males are so threatened by a movie about a toy.
Yes. Yes, they are.
It's really amazing. It almost sounds like the exact opposite of being a quote-unquote alpha male or something.
You seem like you're very back of the pack there, pal. But yeah, I mean, they're threatened by... It's the same people that got pissed off about which Marvel movie was it? The Captain Marvel? Because it was a strong female.
Because, oh my God, you can't have a strong female character in anything. That's just beta as all hell.
Yeah. These guys are... There's a lot of people who are so pissed off. I heard there was like a couple that... she broke up with him because he wouldn't shut up about his alpha maleness or whatever.
Good! That should be like every dude who does that. Like, I hate to tell you, like, if you feel the need to go around telling everybody how alpha male you are, you ain't. Sorry. Yeah, like, this is the same standard I hold to, like, the people who have to go around and just constantly tell you how badass they are,
yeah.
Tell you about all the fights and things they've gotten in, all this, yep. All of this stuff. Like, you know, when you start telling me that stuff, I instantly believe that you're probably making it all up and that you're really probably a weak-ass bitch.
Yeah. Exactly. You know what makes you an alpha male? If your family wants to go see a movie and you take them to the movie.
Right. Crazy, I know. Novel effing concept. I don't understand these people. I really, truly don't, man.
No. TikTok users left their comments cheering on the witty way in which David and his... Oh, there was talking about this guy, David, who shut down the alpha male. He went in there. This big guy comes out of there. He's wearing a pink wig. He's like, I'm going to go see this movie. Says one of the person says, I have three boys aged under 15. In the end, they were enthusiastically debating the meaning of Barbie. My husband made me go and see it, and is currently teaching our toddler to dance to the soundtrack.
Oh my God! I just picture of some just big old muscle bound dude walking to this thing with the pink wig, going and taking his family to see the Barbie movie.
Yep.
Are you gonna tell him he's not an alpha male for that? I'd like to see how that ends for you. Like, it's always the people who really do just look like the least, just the wimpiest MFers. Like the who's the hipster Republican guy, is that Matt Walsh cat, who basically looks like every caricature of a latte drink, craft beer drinking hipster, who has decided he is the arbiter of what is all of what is masculine and what is not. Like, dude, you were like a failed talk radio host before Glenn Beck decided you were relevant for some reason. Like, don't even act like you've never worked a real job in your life that didn't involve talking to a microphone. Don't act like you are the arbiter of all that is manly and that is not.
Yeah, right.
Guys like him and Shapiro, who, like, I'm pretty sure
Shapiro.
His wife, I'm pretty sure Ben Shapiro's wife could kick his ass. Lord knows he kind of, there's a whole other thing.
Hey, listen,
we'll get there.
I tell my wife what to do and what, she's not standing behind me. I tell my wife, my wife says I'm in charge because she gives me permission to be in charge.
Right, like, Lord knows, in our house, like there's, we don't have, like, certainly Rachel, like, we don't have this weird dynamic, you know, I'm the man, what I say, or
no,
whatever,
yeah, yeah.
Or, like, you do all the, like, she does do the vast majority of the cooking in our house, but that's only because she's also really, really good at it,
yeah.
And
she just doesn't want deep fried everything every day.
That's true, like, we'd never eat healthy if we left the cooking up to me, so this is kind of the compromise there, but, like,
the pork rind casserole's on the stove, on, go ahead and help yourself.
Right. Fritos pie again, really? But, like, the people who
Flaming
are so...
Flamin' Hot Fritos, baby.
damn straight. Well, of course. You got to maintain some bit of masculinity here. God.
I ain't some beta bitch.
Right. Like, I just don't. The people whose identity is so tied up in having to constantly prove that they're more badass than you are or whatever. Like,
this is a problem.
It's a mindset that I don't understand. It's a mindset that, quite frankly, is toxic as all get out. And it's something that really shows how weak-minded people really are.
Very much so. Where your masculinity is threatened. I mean, that as soon as you admit that it's threatened or act like it, you've lost me.
Yeah, you're already admitting that, oh, I feel threatened. My very masculinity is threatened by this. I guess you weren't that masculine to begin with. Were you, bud?
No, not at all.
Anyway, my wife's telling me we need to take a commercial break. It's happy hour at Solid State Radio. Happy hour at Solid State Radio as we get set to get the hell out of Dodge here on a Tuesday afternoon. Don't go anywhere, though. A full hour of local original music comes your way next on a little show we like to call Solid State Sessions. All being well, talk to you tomorrow afternoon at 3. See ya!